July 22nd, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Father of all people and all nations. Your nation has for too long pursued the path of satisfying individual rights and not the good of the whole nation in my eyes. This attitude has prospered moral degeneration and separated your country from my will, which is my paternal heart. I speak now in an effort to pull this country back on the course of righteousness. My hope is that your nation will become a sign to the world of cooperation with me and obedience to my commandments. I hope for this nation to be a safe haven for all Christians in an age when Christianity has become so controversial. My joy would be for all people to find the path of righteousness by following the lead of this nation. This is the path of greatness, the path so opposed by political enemies whom Satan is using to undermine the good intent of your leaders. My commandments need to return to being the foundation of your legal system, as was the intent of your forefathers. Do not base decisions on the individual rights of people to sin. Give them clear choices between good and evil. A note is given to read Romans chapter 2, 6 through 8. For he will render to every man according to his works, to those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.